This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for
You need
radio.
Some?
We got some.
Strategies, that is.
Strategies?
We all need them.
Strategies for living, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome, folks. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You look both excited and a little stressed.
Yeah, it's the season,
tis the
right?
Season. Yep.
Holly jolly.
Yeah, and I guess that's the whole deal with the holidays, right? I mean, it's a mix. It's a mixed bag for a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of excitement, but there's also stress that shows up. Mm-hmm. There's financial strain on some people and families. There's, of course, the family dynamic stuff. We all have time pressures,
right,
that we feel, you know, during the holidays. And then there's those expectations, societal and family.
You must, you should.
Yeah.
So, you ought to.
Yeah. And so, typically, when you look at surveys of stress throughout the year, the holiday time shows up as one of the most stressful times. And certainly it's exciting, but it's stressful too for a lot of people.
And I'm not surprised, you know, because on top of all the things you've already mentioned, financial, family, time, and expectations, I've always mentioned this, it's in juxtaposition to the time of the year.
Yeah.
To nature, to our natural being.
The natural rhythm of things. And we're going to talk more about this, I think, tomorrow. But the natural rhythm of things is things are slowing down.
Right. And everything's going into hibernation.
Yeah.
We're just taking a pause. Meanwhile, the rest of the world and society is saying, go, go, go.
Go, go, go. We put a busy time of the year. So what if we could give some tools, some strategies to manage stress and even embrace the joy of this season, kind of in line with a holistic and mental state of well-being. Would that be?
I think that
would that be applicable
and timely.
Well, that's what we'll do today. Thank you, folks, for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment, we are going to give some strategies for dealing with holiday stress, getting more joy in the season, if you will. Be right back. Okay, I've given my little shrug. Now what? My little shrug. Did you write the lyrics to these little holiday ditties?
Some of them,
no. A little shrug, huh?
No.
Okay, well, I feel better already. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. And, you know, many of us are feeling the pressure. It's a joyous season. We feel that too, but we feel the, you know, kind of the pressure of the holidays. Why are the holidays so stressful? You know, what's going on there?
I think a big one is expectations in general.
Yeah.
You know, from family, from those around us, and from society at large, which are in contrast to our body and our natural state of being at this time of year, is to slow down.
I think you're on to something. There's also the perfectionism thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the holidays roll around, and especially if you've got guests coming in that you haven't seen in a while, or maybe you only see them once a year, there's a certain underlying expectation. Even if we don't voice it, right?
Mm, right.
I want everything to be perfect. You know, and so there's this expectation of perfection.
Yeah, it used to be compared to the Norman Rockwell holiday, right?
Yeah, but now we want the Instagram worthy holidays, right?
Or Facebook or TikTok worthy.
We want to be able to put the perfect holiday out there and take the perfect holiday, photos that we can post.
And yet I will say, just from personal experience, and I think this is pretty close to truth, you know, that the more we strive for perfection or for it to look good or feel good for everyone, you're actually going in the opposite direction, and more often than not it ends up being even more stressful for you and likely those involved around you, because they can sense your inner struggle there.
Sure, it's all energy. Mm-hmm. And so we pick up each other's energy, you know.
Right.
We've all had the situation where we walk into a room where there's people have been fighting, and the old saying is you could cut things with a knife in there, right?
Right.
Well, that's it. That's energy. And so whether we want to say, oh, that's just woo-woo stuff or not, that's fine. But you can feel it.
Yeah,
you truly can feel it. And so being aware that it's there helps us to manage it, if you will.
Of course,
there's always going to be the financial.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Stress on
especially
some people during the holidays.
With our Western expectations of gift giving in the form of material goods.
Yeah,
right?
We're gifting, we're traveling here and there, we're paying for these events that we're throwing or going to, right?
Right, or all the food or, you know.
Yeah, there's extra expenses during the holiday.
To celebrate.
Then there's the social pressures, the obligations. Oh, we have to attend this particular gathering, or we can't miss your office Christmas party or my office Christmas party.
Right.
Thankfully, we do that. You know, we have the same office Christmas party.
Yeah. And it's not too big.
No, it's there's three of us. So, you know, and I don't think Carla's attending this year.
I don't think she's up for it.
She's recuperating.
I would tell her not to come.
Yeah, I would too. And
or maybe we'll have to go there.
We may have to do that. That, you know, but then there's to be very serious. Mm-hmm. The holidays contain emotional triggers for a lot of people.
Yes, Lauren. Yeah, big time. I mean, especially if this is, well, even if it's not your first Christmas, but I'd say especially your first Christmas, your first holidays without a particular loved one.
Yeah.
That's tough. I know. But even if it's not your first, sometimes that memory still lingers, you know, because of the time of the year, and it's centered around family gatherings and coming together.
You naturally think of lost loved ones during this time of year. So there's some grief to deal with.
Well, and it also, I think there's grief no matter what, because I think it depends on your childhood and your experience of Christmas, right?
Right.
But if you had an excellent, an amazing Christmas as a child or holiday as a child, you have to grieve that as you age, quote unquote, age out of it. And it changes for you no matter what.
No matter what.
Even if it doesn't get better or worse, Christmas is going to change from year to year.
Yeah.
And I think
sometimes, and grief is the way we deal with and adjust to that change.
And I think sometimes that can be part of the pressure. Oh, it's got to be the same, you know, that Christmas has to be, because it comes around this time.
And that's
kind
of like the perfection thing, that you're setting yourself up there, because it's you're setting the goal that you're setting for yourself is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't be. It can't possibly be the same.
No, change
as Christmas
is the nature of life. I mean, we're all different people by the time a new year comes around, right?
And then there's the loneliness thing. I mean, some people get lonely during the holidays because their loved ones are away or are no longer here.
Depending on your family and friend situation and what you celebrate during the holidays, right?
Yep. And then, of course, in some, you know, families and other relationships, friendships, et cetera, there are strained relationships, you know.
And that can be tough when in a season focused on gathering together.
Okay, you two that don't speak during the year, we're going to grandma's or we're going to mom's.
In the middle of
and
a
you
separation.
Have to, you have to get along. You have to be okay. During this time,
you must be cheery. That sounds a lot like Christmas lighting ourselves.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. So let's talk about some strategies.
Okay.
Let's talk about, you know, okay, the things that we've set up here. What are some practical strategies that we can take to address this?
I think a big one, just kind of an overarching theme for this time of year, is going to be boundaries.
Boundaries.
But balance too.
Well, yeah, two B's, boundaries and balance.
Yeah. And boundaries can be, you know, declining events.
Yep.
But they can also be going and just staying for a certain amount of time, or they could be financial boundaries, saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to cut back and we're just going to give gift cards, you know, a set amount of gift cards."
Right.
Or, you know, we're not going to give gifts this year. We don't have the ability this year, but we'd love to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there, and
we'll
maybe
bring food.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Or whatever.
Maybe we can do, you know, maybe we can do some type of you know, Santa game where everybody brings one gift and then we, you know,
the white elephant, Christmas robber.
Yeah.
One I saw recently, I know you would like, I haven't shared this with you yet, but I thought it would be cool, is that sort of game, but everybody brings a book.
Ooh, I like that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That is cool.
Then you're all going to be definitely in the same price range.
Right.
And you know, everybody's going to get something good, and it's not just a material thing. It's an experience, right?
Yeah, well, you know, unless we're going to include my brother in it, and then, you know, he'd probably bring one of his antique books, one of his antique Dr. Seuss books or something, and I'd probably end up with Go Fish Go or something.
That's not a bad deal.
No, I guess not.
Not a terrible thing.
I guess it's not.
Another thing I saw recently is kind of cool. The idea of thriftmas.
Thriftmas? Yeah.
So everybody goes and gets a thrifted item.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can craft it up if you want or not, if it's a nice item. And you do the sort of round robin thriftmas.
Yeah.
Where everybody brings.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that helps with the financial, and it kind of makes it fun.
It reminds me when Jonathan, who is now flying airplanes and is a captain, when he was in high school, he loved to go to the Goodwill store.
Yeah,
and he would find very unique things. This was not something that he did for Christmas, but one day he came in with it was a shirt from a service station. You know, so, and it had a name on one side and the name of the state, and that became one of his favorite shirts that he wore. You know, yeah, he was proud of it.
Sure,
and
yeah.
You know, hey,
you can find some really neat stuff.
There is neat stuff
and
there.
We have a lot of good thrift stores around here, actually.
You know, the boundaries thing, but also the balance thing.
Yes.
You know, making sure that. Balancing the commitments that you have, that you're setting aside and preserving some time for rest and enjoyment for yourself.
Yeah, I want to highlight this because this is not just for your mental and emotional well-being, and I'm not saying that like they're lesser than, but this is also for your physical well-being.
Right.
Because if you are combining, you're fighting against nature in terms of expending energy in a time when your body really needs more rest,
right?
And more immune support. So if you're combining extending yourself and stress,
yep,
and not taking the time for yourself, that's a recipe for
getting sick.
Right.
Yeah.
The other idea of the season, flu, cold and flu season, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think another thing is to do your best to manage expectations, external and internal.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing is your internal expectations. What do you expect yourself to do? Be gentle with yourself. So focus most on the most meaningful connections for yourself. Focus over those connections over the material aspects
season. If you can, if you've got stressful family members or, you know, there's particular parts of the Christmas tradition that you don't like, don't focus there.
Yeah.
Focus on the things that bring you joy.
Embrace, you know, we were talking about perfection and how that's not, you know, that's not a real thing.
Right.
So embrace what is real, which is imperfection. I mean, real joy.
Yeah.
True joy comes from authenticity. Mm. So, you know, sometimes the simplest, the very simplest ends up to be the very best, right?
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we bought kids presents, right? And they end up playing with a box.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's that same theory, the same concept all the way around. You do not know, you know, you can't overplan. If you do, you end up not enjoying it. And they're going to play with the box anyway.
Exactly. So there is a lot of chaos in this season. So when we come back, let's talk about how we find the joy in all of this chaos. We're dealing with the holidays today. Ready or not, here we are. We're talking about surviving all of this stress and bringing more joy into the holiday season today. Here on Strategies. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu.
RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Welcome back. Welcome back into a little radio rehab with a smile here on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel. We call it Strategies for a Living. She's Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm David McMillan, and glad you are here with us. If you are out doing the holiday shopping thing, as probably many people are right now,
The traffic is terrific.
Yeah. I hope we can add a little joy to your holiday chaos and stress. That's what we're talking about today. You know, it's a season. It's a kind of a paradoxical season, if
you will.
It
really is.
Because it's a season of joy and happiness, but it's also a season of a lot of stress and chaos.
And endings.
And yeah.
It's the end of the year. Right?
Yeah. So how do you manage all of that? How do you manage all of that chaos? How do we find joy amid all of that chaos? You know, and you learned in graduate school a technique of counseling.
Yes.
It's called reframing.
Ah, yes.
And anybody can do this. Anybody can do this on your own. It's a simple concept. So we could reframe the holidays. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of having an old picture up on the wall, and maybe you've passed by and you know, you've said, I gotta freshen that. And you finally take it down and you take it to the frame shop and get a new, pick out a new frame maybe and matting for it. And you go pick it up and put it back in the very same place it was on your wall, and it's like it looks brand new,
right? Yeah,
it's something different, even though it's the same picture. Mm-hmm. The frame around it and the matting around it that you always have the ability to change,
right?
Changes your experience of that picture. Psychologically, we can do the same thing,
absolutely,
with events,
with anything,
with people in our lives, with things that we think about in our lives. We can take that and we can reframe it.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful technique. It's a powerful tool, right?
Yes.
And, you know, as we reframe the holidays, I mean, the holidays, like it or not, it's just a lot about doing.
It is. It's,
you know,
about getting ready and packing and getting the presents and maybe
going here, having this, you know, to do and that to do. There's a lot about doing. What if we reframe that to more being than doing, you know?
I think that would be an incredibly healthy shift for all of us to move towards, if not completely make. I mean, because really, this time of the year was based off, and I think it would be good for us tomorrow maybe to do a show on the solstice, right? Because Christmas has really kind of usurped that holiday, right?
Right.
And it's interesting,
And that was done on purpose, actually.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and it was done, I think it was done...
It wasn't even done, actually, on the solstice.
Right.
Right, it was done 3 days after,
and
which
we'll
I
talk
think,
about that. Yeah, I know you're going to talk about that tomorrow.
That's a little tedious, because I enjoy that yeah, layover.
But that's something really to think about. This season mm-hmm. is packed full of opportunities to be mindful.
Yes.
I mean, there's so much in this season...
Yeah, I'm thinking
that we
about...
can be very we read the infancy narratives this morning to one of our students mm-hmm. and you know we asked him if he knew the stories and he said well I've never heard the Bible stories and okay well would you like to and so we ended up reading the infancy narratives from the Gospels of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't realize, well, all four Gospels don't have an infancy narrative.
Right.
Only Matthew and Luke do.
And they're actually missing a lot of the, you know, quote-unquote Christmas card theology that we
Yeah, we kind of pack them together. We kind of take them and pack them together. But, you know, anytime that I do, like this morning, read them, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like there's so much to unpack there.
Yes, there is.
There's so much of substance and so much of richness, if
symbolic.
You will. Symbolic yeah. richness.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
To unpack mm-hmm. in the infancy stories of Jesus. Because, that would be a wonderful thing to do this holiday.
Definitely.
Is it doesn't take long, you know. Really read, you know, stop and read the story, the infancy narrative of Matthew, and then read the infancy narrative in Luke, and look at the difference and the different symbolism that's in both. They're
and
both
maybe,
rich.
Maybe sit on it, pray, God, meditate on it, and kind of see what comes up for you,
yeah.
what that means for you. And another thing I'm thinking about when you first said, you know, to find the being present in all the doing, right? I thought of a lot of people, I think, go out and see the lights, right?
Yeah.
In various different, you know, we have all kinds of different festival of lights,
yeah.
places that you could go or you could just drive around.
People do elaborate things out there and it's wonderful.
Right. And so that, in the midst of going and doing and all of that hustle and bustle and people all around, there's still plenty of opportunity in, you know, going to see the lights that you can stop and really tune in and clear your mind and just really observe the lights and take in, well, maybe not, it's not cold right now, but take in the outdoors,
it's
the air.
It's getting cooler out there as we speak.
A little crisper, a little airish maybe.
We live in Louisiana, so it can be one way one day and then something very different the next.
Right.
But it's the only weather we have.
You know, or if you, well, and then listen around. You might hear children laughing. I mean, really engage all of your senses.
Mm.
And that's how we practice mindfulness in each moment. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, even if you have a tradition of baking Christmas cookies, right? In any of these little Christmas traditions of doing,
right?
We can pause, or we don't even have to physically drop everything we're doing, but just take a mindful moment and engage. Okay, what do I see?
Mm-hmm.
What are a couple of things that I see? What do I smell? Oh, the gingerbread. Oh, the burnt cookies over there, right?
Well, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Grandma's fragrant candle, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then engage your senses. What can I touch in the moment? What can I hear and taste?
In this season, you know, this is a joyous season. And how are we doing at cultivating joy in our season? This is one way that we can really bring stress and chaos under control. So, you know, we talk a lot about this,
right?
But it's practicing gratitude, you know, And we, this is not a new idea. If you're a regular listener to Strategies, you've heard us suggest this several times, a gratitude journal, you know, doesn't have to be complex. It could just be on a loose leaf sheet of paper or whatever you want it to be on, but list three things every day that you're thankful for.
Yep.
And you might find that it changes the way you look at the season.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
And you just might decide, hey, this is pretty good stuff. I think I'll keep this going.
It can radically change your overall attitude and being an approach to life. And then, therefore, how you experience life.
Yeah. Focus on the moments and on the people that bring you the most warmth. Mm-hmm. We don't always have cold weather. You know, some Christmases, Christmas seasons are crispy and cool and sweater, and then, you know, some are not.
Right.
Welcome to Louisiana, right? But typically, we think about, you know, the holiday with the snow scenes and the
warm crackling fire.
The crackling fire. And no matter what's going on the outside, how can we bring that warmth on to our insides? So focus on the people and the moments that bring you warmth.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And expansion.
Yeah. And this is a, even if they're no longer here, you know, to be thankful. Right. We have a tradition in the church that we attend of lighting candles, and the candles represent prayer.
Right.
You know, the candles,
the smoke
goes up, and it represents the prayer going up to God. It's just a symbol,
right?
Symbol thing, and you know, you don't have to go to church to light candles.
No.
You know,
yeah.
You could do that. You could have a prayer candle in your home that you stop and you say, well, you know, I'm going to light the candle every day during this season for fill in the blank, right, for this person or that person, you know?
Yeah, and while we're talking about kind of the bitter melancholy, I do want to mention, you know, that sometimes I think we can have a little bit of a dangerous culture around Christmas in terms of villainizing anything other than joy. Right? Because we see that in the Grinch and in Scrooge, and we make that the villain.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not helpful at all. Because in order to get to joy, we have to remember all that's there already.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is we have to allow. So if we are feeling sadness for the loss of a loved one, or stress or anxiety, or fill in the blank other than joy, it's important that we recognize that. And, you know, even if that's just to say it out loud to ourselves,
yes,
man, I'm stressed.
Let's not forget the benefits of gratitude, that, you know, the mental health benefits of things like gratitude and mindfulness and even simplicity during the holidays. I mean, those have wonderful mental health benefits. And stress, you know, this season brings on a certain amount of stress. It just comes.
It's kind of part of it.
It's just part of it.
And that doesn't mean that we have to stay in it.
No.
We need to acknowledge it, and then we can focus on what we actually want to bring into our lives.
Yeah, and we could even embrace it if you would. We could even embrace that
stress. That's what I was getting at by remembering.
Yeah.
Like bring it into ourselves
and
integrate it into the season.
Yeah. And then, you know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to stay with it.
No.
You just say, okay, well.
But it is important to acknowledge it.
It is.
Otherwise, it won't go away.
Right. Don't hide it. Don't shove it down. You know, embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the stress of holidays. How do we turn some of that stress, holiday stress, into joy? Given some strategies for that this evening, right here on Strategies for Living. We've got more to come, so stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive.
The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Snowflakes fall and hearts are bright. Tune in close on this cold night for a show that's pure delight. Strategies for living right. Healthy mind and body strong. Find your peace where you belong. In your heart you'll hear the song of relationships lifelong. Your daily dose of radio rehab. Building strength for every task. Mind and body, spirit, fabric, strategies for living's ground.
You've been writing again, huh?
Just playing around in the studio, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have gifted us this holiday season with all kinds of special little holiday strategies for living
Dits
songs.
Dits and jingles
here
and there.
I appreciate that. I didn't,
some are cooler than others.
I didn't know what I was starting. I had no idea.
You've created a monster,
if
my
someone
friend.
Had told me, if someone had just told me. All right, so we're talking about this season. Mm. This season as, you know, the there's joy. We want the joy, but there's the stress too during this holiday season. So how do we cultivate joy? How do we deal with the stress? We're talking about that today here on Strategies. So, how can we, how can we take this kind of to another level, Lauren?
Well, in terms of embracing the spirit.
Yeah.
Of the season,
yeah.
The actual spirit of maybe why we have this season to begin with, why, you know, in terms of deepening our connections with each other.
Yeah, so if you want to, you can focus on spending.
Sure.
But a lot of us focus on the wrong kind of spending.
Well,
maybe the kind of spending we need to focus on is spending quality time.
Yeah. And the other way, I like that. And the other way I was thinking about putting that was, you know, we talk about this is a season of giving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we hear giving, we often think about gifts.
Yep.
But there's plenty of giving that we can do in terms of time, resources, and for giving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important things we can do this season is for giving.
Well, you know,
ourselves and each other.
Figure out how to do that in quality time with people that you love. And it could even be small ways. One of the things that your family does every year is your folks love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep, that's
our, and
that's
so it's movie. A holiday movie that is watched every year. Mm-hmm. You know, so and by the way, Shreveport Little Theater
yes,
has and we're
performance.
We're bringing your folks to that. That's part of their Christmas gift,
right?
So that's going to be a fun weekend. But check that out. If,
definitely,
I think
this is the last weekend. So
yeah, so
get your tickets.
Should be very good. Your friend Luke.
DiGiorno.
Yeah, your friend Luke is
George
Bailey.
He's going to be George Bailey. I'm excited to see him.
Looking forward to. He's always good.
Oh, he's I've enjoyed being alongside him and watching him grow on the stage.
Yeah.
In his abilities.
So looking forward to that. Schedule yourself downtime to recharge, both mentally and emotionally.
Again, this is back to remembering the literal natural season that we're in.
Yeah.
Right? So by really acknowledging, okay, it is in my nature right now to slow down and to some degree stock up and hibernate, right?
Yeah.
So how can I honor that? How can I honor this as a time to rest and release?
Yeah. We were talking earlier about reconnecting, right? Reconnecting with people. What about
yourself.
Self-reconnecting?
Yeah.
You know, and taking some of the holidays for yourself, setting it aside for meditation, for prayer, for journaling, and actually scheduling that, right?
Yep. And I couldn't recommend that more based on my personal experience.
Yeah.
But also, you know, what I've witnessed in other people who have taken up a similar practice of, I mean, all of our relationships are sponsored through ourself and our relationship with self.
Right.
And so you can't.
Your relationship with you is going to sponsor every other relationship you're in.
And you can only get to know someone as deeply as you've met yourself.
Right.
You can only love someone as deeply as you've loved yourself.
Right. And that takes
time.
That's time.
Connection.
And connection and
understanding and
work,
compassion.
Effort. It's conscious. That's what consciousness is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coming to know yourself.
Yep. So.
And the light within you. That's kind of how it wraps back into the season and the holidays.
So
it's coming to know the Christ light within you.
Exactly.
In yourself.
So you might even want to schedule downtime to recharge both emotionally and mentally. And then environment.
Yeah, you know, something we all do. I think a lot of people love to decorate for the holidays.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it actually is actually in line with cultivating a warm, comforting environment,
yeah,
which is something we all could use more of at this time of year.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can you create a special place for yourself within your own home environment? It could be your chair in the living room. It could be your bedroom. It could be it could be your own little holiday altar, if you will.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful practice or a new tradition to start.
Yeah. Some people have their favorite holiday music. We've had it playing, since Thanksgiving at the office. We flipped over to the holiday music. Yeah. And, we've heard the same songs over and over, but I love them. And so, I'm ready for them to put them away for another year or so, but I'll be ready for them next year.
Right.
You know?
Just enough.
Good Lord willing and the crick don't rise. We'll get them out and dust them off again next year. But, how many times do you, when you hear all of our favorites, our Bing Crosby favorites and our Dean Martin favorites, and, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, whoever you love that one by, you just have your very special holiday music. Gift that to yourself. That could be part of that environment in your home. You've got the power.
That's right.
A lot of times we get so busy doing during this time that we've got the power to do something that for us that we will be healthy and good for us.
I think we also tend to get wrapped up in all of the external and the expectations of the external.
Yes.
That we forget that we actually have the power within us and to make the holidays whatever we want or need them to be for us. And that can vary from year to year.
Right.
It doesn't have to be the same.
No. Again, what?
It's an evolving, you know, how are the holidays evolving for you?
Asking yourself, what do I most need to gift myself this year? Yeah, you know, you've spent time gifting everybody else and thinking about creative gifts. Don't leave yourself out.
Right.
You know, every other relationship is sponsored by your relationship with yourself. Talking about handling this chaos and stress that comes with the holidays and bringing more joy in here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're dealing today with the inevitable, right? This time of year brings joy, also brings chaos, also brings the stress with it. And we've been talking about how we cope with all of that. What's your takeaway today, Lauren?
What I'm hearing kind of as a throughway is a sort of both and mentality.
Mm.
You know, the idea that, yes, the holidays can and usually are to some degree stressful,
yep,
and we can cultivate joy.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
so just the being able to recognize that no matter how hectic the season is, we can always find little moments, little pockets of joy intentionally. Right, by tuning
yeah
in with our senses and being very mindful and appreciative, really expressing and tuning into gratitude.
I think, by George, I think you've got it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. Hopefully.
George will be happy for you, too. folks, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Each time that you listen, that's a gift for us. Yes. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope we give a gift for you, you know, each time that we do Strategies for Living. That's our hope. And I really appreciate the gift of our wonderful sponsors because they make it all possible here on Strategies for Living. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.